If you catch Christy McLeod around Chilliwack, chances are she's running or training. McLeod's a triathlete and a fairly new one, too. She picked it up a couple of years ago and has competed at a number of events already, including the recent Ironman World Championship in Spain. That's one of the biggest races in the world. No small potatoes.
You know, a couple years ago, I actually gave up drinking and I got bored. And I just decided that for a 40th birthday, I should host a fundraiser half marathon run in Chilliwack, BC. But I'd actually never run one, attended one, or participated in one. And so I grabbed myself a coach. He just so happened to be an elite triathlete coach. And so I went from never having run a half marathon to I don't know how many I'm at, over 10 plus in 2 years. And when you work alongside of somebody who can make you stronger no matter what's going on, you don't want to stop. And so I think I probably dove into triathlon because I just wanted to keep learning from him and expanding the adventures that you can have when you participate in something that's so challenging.
She's also looking to expand her reach a little bit, bringing that positive energy. She's got a lot of it wherever she goes.
In my running life, I run with an incredible organization called Street Front, based out of Vancouver. We run with youth on a, whenever I can run with them. They run all the time. I run part of the time with them. So that's part of my motivator and inspirational kind of place of just wanting to always give back to youth. The other part is I do fit into the para athlete category. And so for worlds, most people have to compete in their age group to qualify to get into that competition. I was actually put into a draw. Physically challenged athletes have to be drawn because there's no even playing field in that demographic. And so having a congenital loss of the portion of my the lower portion of my right arm, it puts me in that category in some races. And so yeah, by just having that disability, lots of people find it inspirational. I actually find that that part is just a nuisance when it comes to training and just dealing with that extra addition. I often forget that it even exists until people point it out. And so, yeah, the inspiration, I actually use it as like a catalyst just to get people's attention. Then it's just, how can we get you to a place where you're doing things that you're way more uncomfortable about than most people would find any comfort in it? How can we get you moving forward too? So with youth, and then just using that catalyst of how I have to physically adapt to succeed.
One thing she'll teach you right away, getting out, running, joining a community, it can be pretty powerful.
If you're around somebody who is limitless, and that's what the triathlon world is, you know, my story is one of thousands of people that when they step foot out onto that that course, like they're overcoming more than most people will ever understand. It's just literally a race filled with epic stories. But yeah, you get around the person that just does the thing, then you do the thing. Hence the reason why when I joined up with Anthony Toth, my coach, he does the thing, right? And then he inspires. I can't think of one time that he's ever put an ounce of doubt in anything that I've asked. And I tell you, I can complain and whine. And so, you know, for him to listen to fears for the last 2.5 years and not have 1 minute when he was going to join in with that, you know, it just goes to show the impact of him on me and then hopefully me on the other people that come across my path.
You can check out Christy's site at alifeofperspective.com. The 1130 News Radio Athlete of the Week, I'm Marcus Fitzgerald.